Hello there. Whether you use Facebook or whether you used to use Facebook, there's going to be some things about it that you like, and there's going to be some things about it that do your head in. Maybe you keep getting thrown in jail for speaking your mind. You can't use the platform for 24 hours and it gets annoying. Or maybe you have to take breaks from it from time to time because it plays with your mental health. Maybe you're taking a break from it right now and you're not sure whether you want to go back to it or not. Or maybe you keep seeing videos and blogs telling you about people who've turned their back on it. They've never looked back. Maybe you don't mind it, but you're looking for ways to use it where it doesn't frazzle your brain. You've come to the right episode anyway, so give this a listen. We're going to be chatting all about the pearls and the perils of using Facebook. So you can still use it effectively, but it doesn't impede on your mental health. We'll also have a little reminisce about how Facebook's changed over the years and what it used to be like and what it's like nowadays. This episode was brought to you by Auspicious Minds, where we help you break those daily bad habits and replace them with better ones. Here we provide you with tips and anecdotes and advice to help you on your healing journey. If you like our episodes, please share them with your people or leave us a review. It would mean a lot to us. Subscribe to us so you get to hear our episode first each week when we put them out. Success begins from within. Hello there, hope you're feeling well. Welcome to the Auspicious Minds podcast. So if you've heard any of my episodes before, you'll probably have heard me have a little pop at Facebook now and again. And I just can't help myself. I've always had a real Marmite relationship with Facebook ever since I started using it. I realise it's something I kind of need, but certainly not something I want to overconsume in. And it was so simple back in the early days. You knew what everybody was doing on there. They were posting stuff, they were sending you messages, and they were poking you. And you could update your relationship status, which was always funny. Nice and simple, you'd connect with your old schoolmates, distant friends and relatives, and then close friends and relatives too. Even though you saw them all the time, you were still linked up with them on Facebook. And it swept through 2007 here in the UK like wildfire. I mean, my first impression when I first started using it was, is this going to blow over like Friends Reunited? Do you remember Friends Reunited? There'd be about 10 people from your year group on there, and it wouldn't be the 10 people you had any interest in contacting either. It was just the people that had a computer or knew how to use one. But here was Facebook and everyone was on it, even people you wouldn't think would be on it. Linking up, wanting to have a nosy at your life. You wanted to have a nosy at their life because it would be easier than having to talk to them at a school reunion. Some people you interact with more than others, just like it is in the outside world. People started posting all kinds of shite, like the dinners and then those weird selfies with the duck faces. They'd post old pictures and tag you into them whether you wanted them to or not. And you're looking at this picture of your teenage self pissed up and thinking, I've never seen this picture before. What the fuck? When was this taken? Why am I only seeing it now? I don't want this picture. I want this picture to go, dickheads. Facebook, it really has changed over the years. People used to put everything on there. I sometimes miss those days of the dirty linen being aired. And then other times I'd think, actually, this is pretty toxic and I shouldn't be able to see this. But back then, your home feed was so simple. It was just this scroll of people posting stuff. It wasn't clogged up with ads and other crap that you don't need or want. You don't take an interest in stuff these days, do you? Because you think, thanks to the algorithm, it's just going to bring me back a load of stuff on it. And that topic isn't of any interest to me anymore. And I know Facebook is great if you've got a business and it does work for a lot of people. And there are perks to using it. People are using Facebook to build up the customer base and there's helpful groups that you can follow. There's, you know, many people have had good fortune on Facebook, turn of events, getting in touch with someone they've not seen for ages. It has done some good things and it does get a bad rap. But these days, when you go on Facebook, it just gets overwhelming. And no matter how much you faff around with those settings, those ad settings or your privacy settings, somehow these ads get through the net again. And then before you know it, after a day or two, they're back in your inbox or they're back on your home feed and you're like, oh, for goodness sake. No matter how many people tell you out there that they've sacked Facebook off and how they're living a better life and they've never looked back, A lot of us think about it for a short time and then we just think, never mind. Let's just go back on there. Back to being the product. And why not? If it's helping you build connections, if you're following positive people, if it helps you stay in touch with friends and family, and it's not getting you down, then great. That's what it's there for. Use it at your whim. Just try not to fall prey to the overconsumption on there, because it can get like that. You go on there too much, you end up being misinformed about stuff, not informed. What we're going to discuss in this episode is just to be mindful of when it starts to do your head in. When to pull it back, when to take a break from it, as well as the other annoyances it can give us if we don't do this. Shall we jump in? Here we go. So I'd say it was about a year in by the time Facebook first got annoying for me. What about you? Can you remember when it started to annoy you and you started thinking, this isn't fun anymore? The comparisons. Everyone only telling you the good stuff. Trying to put across that they live this perfect life. So of course, people start to compare themselves. It's natural. And you knew it wasn't really like that. You knew that wasn't the story, but that's what those people put on there to see. And keeping up with the Joneses. I suppose nobody's going to put the mediocre or the bad shite on there, are they? Every milestone of society, Matt. The whole timeline that you need to follow if you want to make it as a normal. And we'll start with the inner relationship status. Hey everyone, I'm off the shelf now. Like me, like me, like me. And then the honeymoon ends and you break up with that person and you start getting ghosted. The inner relationship status starts changing to, it's complicated. I don't mean to be a bitch here, but that status update always used to make me giggle. Or when people would put that they were feeling pissed off or annoyed about something, and they'd leave this little cryptic phrase of feeling annoyed, raging, and that's it. So a flurry of people would jump on it. What's up? What's up? Here for you, babe. I've just messaged you. I've DM'd you. So the rest of us are actually drawn in here now. We're invested in this cryptic message. We want to know the goss. But are we fuck going to invest any energy actually contacting that person and asking them what's up? So we leave it be. It just would have been nice to know, that's all. Attention seeker. This is where I started to get a bit fed up with it. I could already start to feel the toxicity spreading around Facebook like poison ivy. Amidst the flow of attention seeking posts like that. And then you got a 5-minute scroll of people playing Candy Crush and barnyard animals, letting you know what level they were on. And because they didn't know how to switch it off, this would appear every time they leveled up, which was a lot because these games are easy. But you couldn't turn it off. It was just there in your feed for about 5 minutes. Nowadays, you can opt out of seeing that stuff, thank goodness. And people putting their dinners on there back in the day. And actually, I didn't mind that much because I do like food. When you're broke as fuck and you're sitting there eating beans out of the tin, someone's there posting the MasterChef dinners. It was a bit frustrating. Back in the day, if you opted to put single on your relationship status, you get a load of air quote eligibles coming up in your timeline, trying to get you to sign up to Zeus or whatever dating app they used. Contacting you, some of them slip through the net and find you and contact you. Some meathead in the gym, semi-naked, with crap tattoos, holding the phone up to the mirror, flexing the muscles, trying to look alluring when really look like they're having a dump. And these people are perfect for me, how? And say they contacted you then, because you checked the profile out, because, you know, you're human, aren't you? You want to have a look. And you get this interesting opening message. Hi, how are you? Bored, mate. See ya. That was 10 years ago. Whatever you do, do not tell Facebook these days that you're single. They will not leave you alone. So I kept this information well and truly locked down when I signed up again last year. Yes, I came off Facebook for 6 years. And I often say I was in a bit of a bad place years back. So Facebook was not a healthy place for me to be. And thankfully, I did recognize it and pull back from it for years. The temptation to put all my personal angst on there whenever I saw something I didn't like or approve of, which was often, it was just too much. All those stupid challenges I kept seeing, like people throwing buckets of iced water over each other. And that's not really my thing. And when you're in a really bad place and you live in a lower vibration, the world around you seems like a lower vibration too. So I gave myself a trial one day for a few days when I just couldn't take anymore. I deactivated my profile. I stayed off it for a few days and I lived without it. Time instantly slowed down. I could hear the voices in my head again. It was great. I went back to it a few days later and I deleted everything, and then I deleted my account. And I had the hope that if anyone wanted to stay in touch with me, then they'd message me or phone me. You know, the old school way. And guess what? I hardly heard from anyone. A fraction of people wishing me happy birthday that year, so I didn't get all those happy birthdays used to get on Facebook. Those people who wished me happy birthday had been contacts away from Facebook. They genuinely knew it was my birthday. And it was things like that that kept me off Facebook for so long. I felt freer without it. Plus, I had my little daughter, so I was pretty busy for a while and I didn't have time to be on there. And you may wonder why I returned to it. Well, it was for the sake of having a business page. And that's another annoying thing, a bizarre thing. If you want to create a business page, you need to have a personal page, personal profile. You can't just set up a business account anymore. Where's the sense in that? I honestly don't know. I mean, you can do it on other platforms, other social media. Anyway. What exactly is using Facebook doing to your head? Overconsumption. That's what it's doing. That stuff that's constantly up in your timeline. Stuff you didn't ask for, you didn't want to see. Comparing yourself to other people, thinking they've got it better. Seeking validation externally and not from yourself or people you genuinely love and trust. There are so many impressionable people on there as well now on this platform. Young people. People who think other people have got it better, and it knackers their mental health. Little secret here, they don't have it better most of the time. It's just what they want to portray to the world, and that's up to them. People finding you for the nosy, but then never interacting with you again. Or when you're skirting close to the edge just because you've got a bit of an opinion on a political matter or a current matter, and you're getting thrown in Facebook jail for the third time this month. Just for having your opinion. But you have to be told when you can go back on there again. Maybe it's a 24-hour stoppage, I don't know. I've never been chucked in jail yet. All this stuff, though, it does hurt your head. The more people that you're linked to and friends with and following, the more you're going to have to consume because you have their stuff on there coming up on your feeds. And you've probably not visited your privacy settings or your other settings in a while, have you? Maybe do that. That does help. The guilt that you've got when you want to do a Facebook cult. You want to get rid of some people. You overthink it, don't you? Or maybe you don't. But a lot of people do. Because why else would you be friends with people for years that you don't talk to or interact with? Maybe you've accepted a friend request at some point and you didn't really want to accept it. And you had nothing against the person, but you just did not want them back in your life. You had no interest in being linked up with them again or having them in your Facebook world. But you accepted the request because you're nice. After all, it's another connection, isn't it? But months, weeks, years go by and nothing, just like you thought it would be. And now you have to clean up your friends list and thin out this herd a bit. But you're too stressed because you're feeling guilty. To you, pressing that button from friend to unfriend is a big, giant fuck off. Don't want to know you. And it's not a nice feeling, is it? So you're stressed out about it. You got all that stress and they probably don't even notice because they haven't noticed you on there for years either. And they won't notice you for a while yet. And they probably won't be that arsed. If the vibe isn't right, it's self-care to remove the cord. And sometimes hitting that unfriend key is the task in hand, and that's what you have to do. So that's the first piece of advice for this episode. Unless you found other stuff in the rant that was helpful, cut down the friends list if you need to. Don't feel guilty about it. If there are people that you don't want on there and the vibe isn't there for you, just release that cord. Press unfriend. However many is enough for you. Always remember that low vibes from people who may be your Facebook friend, you could be feeling that because you do expend energy when you're on Facebook. and you're going to be open to those low energy attacks because you wouldn't think to protect yourself. It could be bringing a sinking feeling to you, and yet you would think it was something else that was getting you down, and it could be this. So do the cull. Remove connections that you don't need. There is the alternative of staying friends with people and adjusting your privacy settings so that they don't see what you post. You can also follow people without seeing their posts. This is certainly the nicer way, and a good friend suggested this to me when I was pretty torn about doing the cull. But in the end, I couldn't be arsed. Why be half-hearted about these things? It would not be authentic for me to pretend I'm following someone when I'm not. I'm more honest than that. So how would doing a Facebook sweep help? Well, this is what I learned. Honestly, you will get your answer when you do it. My rule of thumb is, would you stop and chat to that person if you bumped into them in the street? And there is usually an answer, and a lot of the time it's no, you wouldn't. That person that you met once 8 years ago at a party and you never spoke to them again, they don't interact with you at all either, and they never really have. But then they haven't deleted you either, so you think just keep them on. Cut the tie, just do it. They won't be arsed, believe me. If they're bringing nothing to your world, why be linked to them? Unfriend, bow out like a thief in the night. Comparing yourself. So we talked about the different milestones, the engagements, the weddings, the baby scan pictures, and then the baby and the kid pictures and the happy family pictures and people's achievements, which they want to celebrate, and that is fair. Sometimes life could be throwing you lemons, and you and others could be having an utterly shit year. Loss, breakup, separation, relatives passing, anniversaries of loved ones, depression, anxiety, other mental health ailments that are rearing their ugly heads. So as much as you don't begrudge anybody else's happiness or celebration or successes, you're just trying to get through the day. You may question yourself for even being on there if you're in a vulnerable place. You might feel you need the connection of some of your Facebook friends at this time. But if you're struggling on there and you don't feel like connecting because you're not in a great place, at no fault to other people, come off Facebook for a time, rest, heal and regroup. Those gorgeous selfies that you see on there, often people won't tell you that it actually took several shots and maybe a few filters too. It's like supermodels back in the day when they said they used to eat what they wanted and that's how they stayed slim. Cigarettes, coffee and fresh air. Yummy, eh? If you're suffering from body images, low confidence, low self-esteem, maybe you've gained some weight for whatever reason, and then you see these model images and it can make you feel even more unattractive and overweight, even if you aren't. This can cause other issues like emotional eating, or it can go the other way with eating disorders, which are pretty serious. It would be very easy for me to say to you that you're beautiful and amazing and perfect as you are, but would you believe me? It would be nice to have that superpower where people would actually take a compliment. You have to believe it. 999 people telling you look great. It would be that one that told you didn't look great that you would believe. That is who you'd listen to. They would fuck it up for all the others simply because we are veered towards the negative. It's how our primal brains work. If time is needed to work on your esteem and Facebook is not helping with this, then you need to swerve it for a bit for your own sanity. Facebook will always be there to come back to if you really have to go on it. And they'll welcome you back because they don't want to lose consumers. But you have got more chances of finding your bliss offline. And time does slow right down when you come off for a bit, which is good, which is what you need. When I came off Facebook in 2014, I honestly thought it would become extinct in a few years because to me, even then, it looked dated and toxic. How wrong was I? It is more popular than ever. When I signed back up to it in 2020, it must have took four times as long as it did when I originally signed up back in the mid-noughties. But I do use it very differently these days, and I can find the balance of when I want to be on there and when I don't want to be on there. all the overthinking, turning your brain inside out to get all that engaging reaction to something that you think is a good post or story. Will this be received right? Am I offending anyone? The pressure of responding with a comment or a like. Our heads are so busy anyway, and then add this on. Wanting to post something or trying to come up with a witty anecdote to go with it. Wondering if you've disclosed too much information about yourself or there's going to be a backlash if you give your opinion over something. Telling people what restaurant or bar they're in. Harmless and great free advertising for the bar or the restaurant you're in. And I do love seeing people out and enjoying themselves, especially after that last year or two. But you are telling people you're out. The longing for likes and approval. Needing that gratification from people so that you've had validation on something. External validation again. Overthinking again. This could all lead to that. Being afraid to put your own thoughts out there because you don't want to be challenged. You can't be asked being challenged. The fear of upsetting others at times. Has Facebook ever caused you problems in your relationship at times? This is another one. Maybe you've just broken up with someone and you agreed for a period of no contact, which is needed when you're processing a breakup. Even if it was a nice, friendly breakup, you still need a period of adjustment. And maybe then they happen to move on quicker than you, maybe too quick. And they're posting pictures of their latest on Facebook. And you can't stop looking at their profile because you need that salt for your wounds. You just can't help yourself. Even though unfriending is the path of most resistance right now, you just don't feel like you can. If this is something you're going through, you're not going to like me saying this, but breaking that contact is going to be a much bigger mystery than staying on there and trying to be friends with somebody that you've just broken up with. When people break up and they're like, we'll stay friends, what they really mean is we will stay friends after we process that we're not together anymore and get used to that. But people assume that the friendship starts right away. And that actually makes it worse. And it is very possible to become friends with an ex. Even if the breakup's fair, you still need that period of adjustment. Give it time if you genuinely see that person as a friend. Otherwise, you fall into this trap where keeping them on your profile, it's kind of letting them know that you're still there, available. So should it go tits up with the new one, which usually happens with rebounds, it puts you in a position that you do not want to be in, and that's being used because you're still available. Get the no contact or minimal contact if you've got kids together and get on with getting over them and move forward with your life. You're going to meet someone way better and more suitable for you the quicker you cut that cord. Hard as it is, cut it and try not to look at their profile. It's only going to set you back. Time is a great healer. Use it. This too shall pass. Trolls and haters, don't you just love them? All these things I'm mentioning, they're not just limited to Facebook, as you know. You play on social media, you're going to see people putting some negative stuff. And even if it doesn't involve you, you're still consuming it. And therefore, it can impact your energy and bring you down. You could be wanting to launch something massive, some enterprise. And you could be put off because you've watched other people doing similar and they got panned by trolls and haters. Why people do this? I guess they're in a bad place. Ripping other people's credibility, making them seemingly feel better, doesn't strike me as a happy individual. But karma will give them what they put out, which is more negativity. So go ahead and post that thing that you've been too scared to post for fear of criticism and judgment. Because those people hating on you and being highly critical, they're actually helping your rankings, especially if it's YouTube or somewhere like that. It may put you in an underdog position, but people love an underdog and may warm to you because they think what that other person said was bang out of order, which it probably was, but it will get the views in. Just protect your energy if you're going to do this. That's all I'm saying. Try to veer away from falling into that self-critical zone or letting the nasty vibes get to you too much. Not everyone's going to get it, and some people are just nasty for the sake of it, nothing to do with you. So try not to see this as being about you and keep loving what you're doing and be proud of it, because a lot of people will get it. And there is a saying that if you have a hater, you're doing something right. Try and remember that when you feel that self-loathing kicking in. Protect your energy. It's so important. As I said, the more people that you're linked up with and follow, be it acquaintances, friends, families, groups, you're going to get more stuff coming up on your feeds that you might not want to see. And then you come off it with a melted head. Every time you post something that you're watching, be it a film or a TV program, all these things that you like, they're going to be going into a demographic profile. So those relevant ads that people are paying for to advertise their stuff, it's going to reach your home feed. And you know what? If you find this helpful as a consumer, then it's a win-win. But if there is a ton of other stuff that you don't want to see and you're not interested in it, but maybe you did at one point, but you're not now, here's some advice to handle that. Adjust your settings. Hide the ads. You don't have to entertain it. If it's overloading your brain, remove it, especially if you still want to use Facebook. Another one, maybe stop following so many things if you don't want to get more information on it. If you keep getting put in Facebook jail, word things differently. Be smart about what you put in. Find another app where you can have your say, your way. Try to use Facebook more in the middle of your day, less in the morning or last thing at night. The veils of sensitivity are thinner during these times and you're more likely to be affected by what you see or read. More likely to get irritated, upset, pissed off, flat, mentally exhausted, drained. And these feelings are not good friends when you're waking up or winding down and want to be happy and manifest. So have regular breaks off there if you need it. You'll always be welcomed back by them. Stop spying on your ex and the new crumpet. You broke up for a good reason and you'll learn that the sooner you break away. Do that Facebook call. Rein in the folks that you do like. It will feel more of a social place, warmer, more friendlier, more vibey. If you're going to play on Facebook, use it to enjoy it. But when it stops being enjoyable, it is going to mess with your head. If you do need to work on your self-esteem, do hit me up on info@auspiciousminds.com. I am offering my coaching services now to help get you back on track. So let me know if you're interested. You can also fill out a contact form on our contact page at auspiciousminds.com and I will put the link in the description. Use social media to be social. It can be done. You can find the happy medium. But maybe if you can't, come off Facebook and other platforms for a time. They can be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be a forever thing. You can see how you go. But the break will help you get yourself together. We've now reached the end of this episode. We hope you liked it and you got something out of it, even if it was just a laugh. People use Facebook, so I figured why not swim with the tide on this one? Auspicious Minds is on Facebook. So come and have a gander at our page. We post a couple of times a week at the most. So we can promise we're not going to overconsume you with our own posts and stories. If you aren't on Facebook because you weren't anyway or I've put you off it, we're also on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. And we don't post every day there either, but you can be kept up to date with our topics and services. So interact with us, we would love that. Keep smiling. Till next time, smell you later.